The Fan on Demand. Everything Blue Jays, everything baseball. Baseball Central on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
All right, welcome to Baseball Central for Thursday, July 10th. I'm Jeff Blair. This is Kevin Barker. We're brought to you by Home Hardware.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, I'm thinking about this whole Adam Lind situation, Kevin, and you know, mothers do know best. We know that. Mom always knows best.
She's only looking out for her son.
That's right. The story that we're kind of dealing with today and is kind of going around and around and around. We'll get to the 8-7 loss to the Angels and the Jays 1-6 record in that California swing. We'll also, by the way, be joined by Justin Morneau at 12:30. We're going to try to get Justin Morneau into the All-Star game.
That's awesome.
I'm going to try to do something good for my country. But anyhow, so Adam Lind, after the Jays 8-7 loss to the Angels yesterday. You know, first of all, John Gibbons tells the reporters, well, Adam Lind's going to be out for a while. He's got a fractured foot. And if you watched Adam try to run around against Oakland, it's you're probably not surprised. Well, Adam Lind ended up telling reporters after the game that he had an MRI at the behest of his mother, who essentially said to him, look, if you're not feeling good, even though you've had a CAT scan, even though you've had an X-ray, go have the MRI. And we have the sound of Adam Lind. All right, this is Adam Lind talking to reporters after the game. This is what Adam Lind said, just so you don't think I'm pulling this out of my you-know-what.
They just said a bone bruise, so they said you couldn't do any more damage. And then I wasn't showing any improvement, and I had enough, really. My mom wanted me to get an MRI, which I hadn't had yet, and because it wasn't getting any better. So I asked for an MRI and it showed up.
So there you go. Now, you know, the first reaction, this injury happened in mid-June. He fouled the ball off his foot against Baltimore. And the first reaction to people is, okay, that's a month ago. What the hell's the medical staff doing? This guy's got a fractured foot. He's been hobbling around it. He's been peg-legging it for a month. And, he goes and gets an MRI because his mother tells to get him an MRI. So this is the first. This is the narrative that was out there yesterday. I'm not making this up. This was the narrative that was out there yesterday. Anyhow, the upshoot of this is Adam Lind is going to have another examination tomorrow in North Carolina, a second opinion. The Jays aren't making any public comment on this until after that. Although I can tell you, I've spoken to a couple of people this morning and last night. Adam Lind's got some bridge building to do with this organization, believe me. The Jays, if you talk to some of their folks, they're telling you, look, he hurt his foot in the game against Baltimore. We gave him a CAT scan. We took X-rays. We don't always give MRIs for bone injuries. We'll deal with that later on with Will Carroll, who's a lead medical writer for Bleacher
Report. That sounds weird to me. Does it not sound that, weird?
Yeah. I mean, I've always thought MRIs were soft tissue injuries, but anyhow, just
what do we know?
We'll deal with that. We'll deal with that. And the Jays are saying, look, we kept asking Adam, are you fine? He kept saying it was getting better. He had a game against the Brewers where he went 2-for-3. I believe he had a double. But it became obvious against Oakland. And at one point, as a matter of fact, the Jays did have some sort of boot fitted for Adam Lind. I remember the reporters talking about him wearing it coming out of the clubhouse or something or early in the process. It became obvious if you saw any of the games against Oakland. I mean, Adam Lind could barely move. And the Jays are saying, look, Adam approached us, said this isn't getting any better. Let's get it looked at. What about an MRI? At which point the team arranged for an MRI in Anaheim. So it's not like Adam Lind jumped in a cab from the hotel and went down to Bob's clinic and walked in, slapped his credit card down and said, my mom wants me to get an MRI. Can I get it now? The other aspect of this, the report came out that Adam Lind could be out for 6 to 8 weeks. That's true. 6 to 8 weeks from the time of the original injury, as opposed to 6 to 8 weeks from now. So this is all, and again, this is stuff I'm cobbling together from talking to people with the Jays organization. They're not going to make any official comment on this, understandably, until the second opinion's in. That took about 4 minutes.
That's a lot going on.
Kevin, let me ask you this first of all. Former professional ball player.
Mm-hmm.
What is the player's responsibility here? Where's the fine line between, you know, Gibby, I can't do it today. My foot's just killing me. Uh-huh. Or, of course I can go in and play.
Well, first of all, Gibby's not stupid. He can see what we see. He knows that it looks like Lindy can't play. That's why he's not been playing, because they need to put the best product on the field they got. Lindy's one of the best they got. He would have been playing. But that being said, certain things, you're a professional athlete, certain things, and I'll say this first, the way the team's been going the last month, you don't want to fuel the fire. You don't want to say things that may make it worse. And I'm sure this is one of those things that Lindy may wish, when he looks back at it, that he should not have said, or wish he hadn't have said, because now we talk about it. And when we talk about it, that must mean that it was not very good.
What are we, the Grim Reaper here?
It just didn't sound good.
I left my scythe over in the corner.
It sounded like that, you know.
Sounds like you're throwing the medical staff under the bus.
And mommy has to come to the rescue, which, that, you know, anytime that being said, that's not very good.
I like it when my mother comes to the rescue.
I do too. But
as long as she's bringing pie.
It doesn't matter what your mommy thinks. It matters what Lindy's mommy thinks. And
that's true.
And when you're in the press and you're saying things and the heat of the moment, which Lindy didn't seem like he was too excited, which Lindy doesn't get excited very often. And hey, let's face it. He's frustrated. Mm-hmm. You can see that. He's frustrated. He wants to get on the field. His team's struggling. He wants to be playing, and he can't play because he's hurt. And that's very frustrating. He doesn't know why. He doesn't know what's wrong. And when you don't know things, you say things sometimes that you shouldn't. And this is one of them, maybe, that he should not have said, just because you have people that can help you. You have all the means possible. Everything's in front of you. If something's wrong, go and say, hey, this is what's wrong. This is what I feel. I need help. How can you help me? I'm sure they would have gotten it within the hour. Somebody mm-hmm. helping him, somebody looking at it. Now, whether they did, they may have done that. And it's escalated into this. And you're, you know, you can't help but chuckle a little bit when he mentioned his mom's name. And, you know, Lindy's a great guy. I played with Lindy. He's frustrated.
You came up the same day.
To the Red Sox.
Yeah.
We went to the Red Sox. Hey, Lindy can rake. Lindy's a good player. He needs to be on the field for this team. If you've noticed, when things are going wrong on the field, things happen off the field to make what happens on the field worse. And this is one of those things that it makes it look bad that the Jays are not trying to do things to help their team off the field to get on the field, which is, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. They're a big league team. They're going to do everything possible to get their best product on the field, and it's going to get worked out. You hate to see it go, like I said, come to the fact of me and you talking about it. And when that happens, we have to say things that we say, and it's not good. And you know, everybody's frustrated. Everybody watches the game. You know, yesterday's game to me looked like one of those Bad News Bear movies where when you hit the ball, you just keep running until somebody tags you out.
Tell you what, I felt like I needed a hazmat suit watching that thing.
It sounded
poisonous.
It was all you thing you missed was the da 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 da, and it's not funny. You don't want to laugh. But that's not what it looked like to you.
It's
a shame because it's frustrating. It's frustrating to watch. You can see Gibby. He's really frustrated.
And yeah, he's just about ready.
The blow is top.
He's about ready to blow his top.
He's about to blow his top. And can you blame him, really?
No.
It's just, you know, it's crazy.
It was an 8-7 loss to the Angels. The Jays finished the California trip 1-6. They've got today off. Three-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays Friday. Mark Burley against Chris Archer Saturday. Mm-hmm. Look out. Drew Hutchison against David Price.
Drew always seems to get that guy, doesn't
mm-hmm.
he?
Mm-hmm. Sunday, it's Jay Happ against Jake Odorizzi. The Tampa Bay Rays have been quietly just sort of worming their way back up. They're like the American League East version of the cockroach. They're the last surviving thing after
they're
the
not
nuclear
go
war
away
in the American
either.
League East. No. Mm-hmm. Yesterday's game, highlight, of course, low light for the Blue Jays' point of view. There were four replays in the game. Albert Pujols crushed a pitch from Aaron Loop for a home run just out of the leaping attempt of Colby Rasmus.
Say replay?
Yeah.
You did say replay.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
You're becoming less of a fan of replays.
Oh, Lord. How can you? That's my question. How can you get excited? Because the ultimate goal of instant replay is to get the play right. Well, I talk funny, but I can see. I can see what's going on the mm-hmm. TV. I saw what everybody else saw, that he was safe. I'm not saying that because it's a Blue Jay. I'm saying as a whole,
yeah.
You want to get the ultimate goal. Why you spend all this money is to get the play right. I just, you know.
I've come around to instant replay or to video replay, but there have been a couple of plays recently involving the Blue Jays. They've been safe.
Scratch your head.
I mean, they've been safe. Numbnuts Blair can see it. Everybody in the stands can
Kevin
see
Barker
it.
Sees it.
So yeah.
Why aren't they seeing it? That's what I'm at. That's my question is what are they looking at that we're not looking at? He's either safe or he's out.
I really think we're getting to the point, Kevin, this thing's going to have to be tweaked and we're going to have the call is going to have to be made in the ballpark. And I'm not saying that for some reason the picture looks different when you're sitting in New York than it does when you're in the stadium, because if we can see it in Toronto, mm-hmm. you know, the guys in New York can see it. But I think we've got to speed this up. There's got to be a replay ump at the ballpark. He's got to make the call with the crew chief. Either the crew chief says, can we look at that? Or the review umpire says, guys, we're going to review it. Get it done right away. Look at it. Make the decision. I don't like the manager coming out. I don't like the manager's challenge. If we're going to go whole hog here into video mm-hmm. replay, then get it done right. And there's always going to be camera angles that are going to lie. Doesn't matter how much technology you have, there's going to be camera angles that lie. But there were a couple of plays in this West Coast trip that were just wrong.
Yeah,
they were looked wrong. The calls were wrong. I don't care the process. I don't care who's involved. They were wrong.
You can see why it's frustrating, because when the manager comes out and
look, we see it again there.
That's a different one.
That's a different
other
one,
than
yeah.
yesterday. But you're seeing things that just why is he out? That's mm-hmm. the question you ask. Why? And then you have a manager can't even come out and say, why did you call it this way? Well, we're seeing it different. That's why we challenged. We saw he was safe. It just, the whole process right now, early on it was good because you were thinking to yourself, they're getting the play right. That's why they're doing it. And now it's not only taking time away from a game, slowing the game now down. Mm-hmm. Now they're missing the call on top of, I just don't understand. I'm getting to the point where I just don't understand.
You're getting mad.
Not really. I just am making a point that I like watching baseball. I like watching, you know, you want, and that ultimately cost, I mean, they still could have been playing because it would have been a tie game. I just don't understand.
Will Carroll's the lead writer for sports medicine for Bleacher Report, and he joins us in Baseball Central with Jeff Blair and Kevin Barker. Will, thanks so much for doing this.
Hey, no problem. Thanks a lot, guys.
So I guess we can expect to see mothers being added to team's medical staff.
You know, it's funny mm-hmm. because it's such an easy target. Yeah, I guess so. What I think this does bring up is why the second opinion clause is so important. I think what people don't understand, especially in the U.S., I'm curious because of the difference in the health systems, whether in Canada it's a little bit different. But down here, people think that the team has complete and utter control over the medical process, that you have to do whatever the team says. You can only go to the team doctor. This in spite of the fact that probably the only doctor that anybody knows is Jim Andrews, mm-hmm. who, the other teams send their guys to. What people have to remember is that a baseball player, football player, any athlete is no different than anyone else. They go to who they want to go to. A lot of times it is the team doctor. But at some point, they are the one in charge. And in this case, Adam Lind didn't feel like his foot was getting better. Maybe his mom gave him the suggestion, asked for the MRI, which is his right, and it showed up with an injury.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, though, because the Blue Jays, they're not commenting till the second opinion comes in. But I've been told, and I have no reason to doubt the sources, they gave him being Adam Lind, a CT scan, a CAT scan, and x-rays, both of which came back negative. Now, tell me the difference between, in less than an hour, the difference between an MRI, a CAT scan, and an x-ray, because I was always under the impression, and believe me, I'm no doctor, but I was always under the impression that the MRI was more for soft tissue.
You're exactly right. It does show bone, but normally you just do that if you don't know. If I'm looking at, in this instance, a foot and saying, here's a problem, and you're doing all three tests, you're basically saying, we're looking at everything. An x-ray is going to show a fracture. When you hear a player who may have sprained an ankle or injured a ligament, that's the kind of situation where you would go to the MRI. You hear them having x-rays. I still don't know why they do that other than habit, and they have it there in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The MRI is going to show that. CT scan, CAT scans are going to show a combination of that. Sometimes you hear bone scans tossed in there if they're looking for something very specific. But I think what people have to be clear about is there's some question. When you talk to radiologists, if you've never had a chance to look at MRIs, go on the internet and take a look at some of the films. I mean, it's not too hard to find some that are examples. They're difficult to read. X-rays, I know a team a couple of years ago that regularly sent every single MRI they had to five different radiologists, and they took majority opinion.
Right.
So this isn't a situation where it's absolutely cut and dry. Sometimes you look at an x-ray and, my God, your dog could tell you that's a fracture.
Mm.
But there are situations, and it sounds like this Lind situation is one like it, where there is some controversy.
Well, let me ask you, who do you think's at fault here? Did Adam Lind go about this the right way, or is there something that we're not seeing?
I'm not sure that anybody's at fault.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure that the Jays wish he hadn't dropped the "my mom asked for it" line, because now they're having to answer all those questions.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of times where, the doctor or the athletic trainer or someone is directing it, and you wish they had done something more, or you wish they had done something less, but in almost all the cases, it's very good intention. You can go to one doctor who has one course of action, go to another doctor who has an entirely different one, and we see that pretty regularly with second opinions, where they say, oh, you don't need surgery, let's try to rehab it, or situations like that. So I don't think this is one of blame, this is just one of differing opinions.
Mm-hmm. Will, it was good of you to join us today. Thanks so much to help clarify this situation a little bit. Like I said, we're kind of at the mercy. We'll have to wait and see, A, what the second opinion shows, and B, what the Blue Jays' response to that is, because I think wisely they're going to wait for that second opinion.
Exactly. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks,
Take
Will.
Care. That is Will Carroll. He's lead writer for Sports Medicine for Bleacher Report. He's become like the go-to guy for Tommy John information and things of that nature. And this
seems like he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, Will does. I mean, it's Will's thing.
This is a tough situation, being a person on the outside looking in. When everything's going on with the Blue Jays on the field, this is one thing that if you're a manager, you just don't want to hear things like this. You don't want to have to answer questions about what other players are saying about things that,
mm-hmm.
you'd rather have a reporter walk up and say, well, what are you going to do? How are you going to make your team better? And now it's escalated into being something that's a little tougher situation for the entire team. And you'd wish it just would be going the other directions all.
We're going to be joined by Justin Morneau at 12:30. We're going to take a break, by the way, in a couple minutes. We're going to leave. Our friends on Sportsnet are going to be watching the Reds and the Cubs. We will still be on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So just very quickly, Kevin, in about a minute here. Marcus Stroman, what did you make of his performance yesterday?
He was falling behind. I think the error and Jose Reyes making the error, I think that just totally threw him off. The first inning or so there, he was dominating. He was throwing lots of strikes. He was coming after people. And then it looked like when he started pitching from the stretch, he just didn't find it. And he was starting to leave balls out over the plate. You do that in the big leagues to a team that can hit the fastball, that's what you see is going to happen. And that's what happened. He was leaving balls out over the plate. I don't care how hard you throw. When you do that, it's not good. So, I mean,
when you get games like that from a young pitcher with stuff like that, though, it is amazing how often you look at his work out of the stretch.
Sure, it's a learning.
Especially early in the game.
It's a learning experience. I think we saw it, too, when he came out of the bullpen. He was throwing more out of the stretch, and he struggled in the bullpen.
Yeah.
You may be seeing a little trend here. He needs to work on that. And also, when you're a young player and you have things happen on the field that's not in your control, sometimes that leads to problems above the shoulders, which means between the ears. And you could see that a little bit. He got a little erratic with throwing strikes. And when you do that, like I said, in the big leagues, they don't miss fastballs in the big leagues when you leave them out over the plate. And it's a learning experience. Hopefully he learns quicker than later.
We're trying to get Justin Morneau in the All-Star game. Here's how you can do it. You can go to MLB.com and vote, or you can tweet the hashtag VoteMorneau, or you can text N2 to 101010, standard text message, and data rates apply. Voting closes at 4 p.m. today, and Justin Morneau will join us when Baseball Central continues on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Cooler than Math Club, and almost as cool as Chess Club. The Fan Club. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. Now, back to more Baseball Central on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Welcome back to Baseball Central, brought to you by Home Hardware on the Sportsnet Radio Network. I'm Jeff Blair. This is Kevin Barker. Our mothers, by the way, have given us permission to be on the show.
That's terrible. That's horrible. Be nice.
Every day is Mother's Day.
Oh, what? How mad are you about the shirt? I ask you that.
Huh?
You wasted your best shirt for 15 minutes of
TV. Yeah, TV time. That does kind of piss me off.
I know, because that seems like a nice shirt.
It is a nice shirt. I kind of like it. It's comfortable.
Looks good on you.
Well, you know, it covers all the spots you need to have covered when you.
It's all that matters.
When you're built like I am. Anyhow. We're
not going to go there.
Mr. Adonis here.
Hey.
Mr. Six-pack abs and flashing big muscular guns.
Four-pack.
Okay. Justin Morneau is going to join us. We're going to help get him in the All-Star game, which is a good thing to do.
He rakes. He should be.
He does rake. And again, and right now, guess what? Vote Morneau. Hashtag vote Morneau is trending. Which is good. You can go to MLB.com and vote, or you can tweet the hashtag VoteMorneau, or you can text N2 to 101010, and a standard text message and data rates apply.
I
got no problem getting behind guys in these things.
Game.
That's fun. Because people always complain about the All-Star game. I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of fan voting. You people who go to games and that, if you want to have Derek Jeter in the All-Star game, God bless you. I'll tell you what, because one of the things I did when I used to cover baseball is I worked for a bunch of freelance publications. I did some stuff for Sporting News and Baseball America and things like that. And every year, halfway through the year and at the end of the year, you do a player survey, and you'd have players fill it out. And it was, you know, like some of the stuff was best fastball, but a lot of it was best catcher, first baseman, yada yada. It was remarkable how many times I'd look at stuff that guys handed in, and their decisions weren't any better than the fans.
Right. How cool would it be if he was in the home run derby? That would be cool. I know you don't like the home run derby, but That would be fun to see him in that.
It'd be fun, but yeah. I mean, I'd kind of be scared. I just, things are going so well right now for Justin Morneau that you'd kind of just want it to even out. But anyhow, we'll await Justin Morneau. We do have a lot to talk about. A lot happened in Major League Baseball yesterday, in addition to Adam Lind's mother. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Kevin Pillar, 4-for-5 with a run, a double, his third home run, 3 RBI for the Buffalo Bison.
Does that matter?
Should.
Oh, yeah. Just saying, that's going to be tough for him.
Well, yeah. You know, we talked about the Jays, the roster. We've talked about it a lot. Nolan Reimold, by the way, had a good game yesterday. 2-for-4.
Looks good.
3 RBI. Yeah. Looks good. He's Nolan Reimold. He can hit major league pitching. Mm-hmm. The question is, will he be able to play for two consecutive games in Tampa? I mean, we'll wait to see about that. But as we said, we've got a lot of sort of roster issues surrounding the Blue Jays. We've mm-hmm. talked about them an awful lot, and we'll see what happens with Adam Lind. I know our Mike Wilner has suggested that Marcus Stroman might go down to the minors, or should go down to the minors over the All-Star break to bring up an extra bat for the weekend. Quite frankly, I'd rather have Stroman available because you may need him out of the bullpen. This is a big series. You got to win 2 of 3 at least from Tampa. And mm-hmm. if I need Marcus Stroman to come out and pitch the 8th inning of Sunday's game and then not pitch again until Friday, I want Marcus Stroman up here.
All hands on deck.
Absolutely. Speaking of all hands on deck, we are urging you to get behind Justin Morneau and his bid for the Major League All-Star game. Again, it would be a great story, Justin Morneau going back to Minnesota. I'll tell you again how to do it. You can go to MLB.com and vote. You can just tweet the hashtag VoteMorneau, which is easy enough, or you can text N2. N as in Nancy, 2, to 101010, standard text message and data rates apply. Mm-hmm. You've got till 4 p.m. today. I mean, the guy's got the whole country behind him. Mm-hmm. We ought to be able to get Justin Morneau into the All-Star game. Never mind that. Never mind the fact that Justin Morneau deserves to be in the All-Star game, mm-hmm. and Justin Morneau joins us on Baseball Central. Justin, thanks so much for doing this.
Oh, thanks for pumping me up there.
Well, you know, look, we've known each other for a while. You know, Justin, after all you've been through, I mean, never mind, you know, trying to pump you up and get you in the All-Star game. First of all, you deserve to be in the All-Star game. But secondly, I think a lot of people are looking at this season for you, you know, and thinking after all you've been through with that long battle back from the concussion you suffered here in Toronto, what would it mean to you, just on a purely personal level and as a baseball player, to be voted into the All-Star game?
Well, I think regardless of where it is, I think it would mean a lot. Just going through the grind and you know, coming back, working hard and knowing that at some point the whole goal was always to get back and prove that I could play with those guys and prove to myself as much as anybody that, you know, I can go out there and drive in runs like the way I used to. And the fact that it's in Minnesota just makes it that much more special. But it's kind of hard to put into words what it would mean to be amongst the game's best again, you know, standing in Minnesota. It would be a real special thing.
Justin, let me ask you. I want to ask you a little bit about Denver. I'm a big fan of Denver. I've owned a home in Denver. I'm a huge outdoorsman. It's just a really great place to raise a family and have a family. I'd like to get your thoughts on how your family's taken to the state, and also professionally, what you think about the stadium and just the atmosphere in Denver.
Yeah, it's been a good adjustment for us. It's been nice. We've run into a lot of nice people and it's a lot of outdoor stuff. You know, there's a lot of people hiking and fishing and hunting mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff here. So it's got a real good feel to it. Everyone seems to be in a good mood. Sun's always out here, so that always helps. But, mm-hmm. You know, the ballpark itself is beautiful. You walk in there and it's hard to believe that it was built 20 years ago. You know, it had to have been so far ahead of its time when it was built that, you know, go there, and then as a place to play, and I think I said last year we were 9th in attendance, which is pretty impressive for a city that's not in the top population wise, but people show up, they enjoy it, they have fun, and on top of it, it's a great place to hit.
Mm-hmm. Justin, I know one of the guys that you know pretty well, a guy who played in the majors, in some ways was kind of I guess he was a peer, but he may have been in the majors a little before you, Jason Bay. Jason is, if you talk to Jason, he'll kind of look back at his decision to go to the New York Mets and, say, boy, going to a bigger ballpark where I had to, cover more ground in the outfield may not have been the best career decision for me. You had a chance. You went to Coors Field, which is a hitter's park. You've got, 13 home runs so far? I mean, you could conceivably have your first 30 homer season since 2009. Was that part of the process, part of the thought process behind going to Coors Field, is going to a park that was a good hitter's environment?
I think that was one of the factors that I wanted to, you make a list and, mm-hmm. you put your teams that you have and you have, all the benefits and the negatives and all that kind of stuff, and you kind of weigh them against each other. But the main thing that was on the top of my list was an opportunity to play every day or close to every day. And that was, the main thing that I really wanted a chance to prove that I could still do that. And they told me when I came in I was going to have an opportunity to prove that I could play every day. I said, I'm going to get some days off. But with Kadir being hurt, there hasn't really been a lot of opportunity for that, which has actually been good for me. But, I think that was the first thing. And then you want to go somewhere where you feel like you can succeed. And this was there was an open job here. There was an opportunity to go out there and just try and restart, start it over and start fresh with a new team, get in the National League, some new pitchers, all that kind of stuff. Everything kind of get you going again, and it was so far it's been a good decision, and they've treated me great here, so it's been good. Obviously we'd like to be playing a lot better than we have been. We got off to a good start, but teams have been struggling, but we're glad so far with the decision that we made.
Justin Morneau joins us on Baseball Central, brought to you by Home Hardware. Are you a different hitter now than you were coming back from the concussion? Are you more comfortable at the plate? What would you describe as sort of the reason behind this? Well, I mean, I'll call it a resurgence. What would be the reason behind this resurgence as a hitter?
Well, I don't think there's one big reason. I think I've made a conscious effort to try and use the whole field a little bit more. I think if you want to drive in runs, you have to be able to use that opposite field gap and be able to hit the ball the other way. I think the power numbers being down the last few years, I think I got a little too pull happy. I think mm-hmm. anytime there was anything inside, I felt like if I was going to hit it, I needed to try to hit it over the fence and kind of got away from my strength as a hitter, which is, using the middle of the field, the big part of the field. And that when you can do that, that helps you drive in runs. And that was a real conscious effort. We have somebody here that throws left-handed BP every day, and my numbers off lefties are really what has been struggling a lot the last few years, and that was something I really wanted to focus on going into spring training, no matter where I was at. But, it was good. We have somebody here that can throw to me every day. I see that every day, and I think that's made a difference too. So I think it's a combination of a few things, and then just getting in a park where I feel comfortable hitting and a lineup that when everybody's healthy, is as good as anyone in baseball. So I think there's a lot of things that kind of go into it, but trying to be a complete hitter again is the biggest thing.
Right, Justin. Physically, has the thin air in Denver been a problem for you?
It's interesting. They've done a lot of studies here with how the body recovers and all that kind of stuff at the altitude, and you do notice it a little bit. You just need to get a little extra sleep, and there's days that night games, BP, I've always been a guy that, loves taking batting practice on the field, loves taking as many swings as they can and really try to take, one day off during a homestand of not going out there and taking BP and just kind of letting your body recover a little bit more. There's a little bit more that goes into it, but I think if you take care of yourself, stay hydrated and do all the little things you need to do to take care of your body, I think, it can catch up to you, but it's one of those things that, they make everyone aware of. They as far as our weightlifting routines, all that kind of stuff, they have it all mapped out pretty good where they and it's all backed up by the research they've done, just because the record at home has always been so much better than the record on the road, and they, you know, try and figure out why, and I think part of that altitude and all that stuff has something to do with it. But
Justin, 33 has always been a lucky number for Canadian ball players. Larry Walker wore it. You're wearing it. You're 33 years old, and I hope part of the good luck is that you're in the All-Star game. Really look forward to seeing you there.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Right. Continued success. Stay well, man.
Thank you.
That's Justin Morneau of the Colorado Rockies, and one of the real good guys in the game.
Bat speed.
Bat speed. You
talk
to anybody who played in any of those Team Canada, Baseball Canada, any of those Team Canada clubs at the World Baseball Classic. Mm-hmm. Two things. One, Justin Morneau's the guy who always makes sure the beer is cold. Two, he's the guy who organizes the road hockey game that's a staple of that. And three, if you talk to people at Baseball Canada, when baseball lost its status as an Olympic sport, Baseball Canada lost a fair amount of its funding. A lot of Canadian major leaguers dipped into their own pocket to maybe not keep the organization afloat, but dipped into their own pocket to ensure that some of the junior teams were able to continue to get the same type of treatment when they traveled internationally. The Canadian junior teams, the teams that represent Canada, both the junior and the senior men's level, are dependent a lot on their major leaguers as far as financial support goes. And Justin Morneau is one of the first to reach into his pocket and to cut a check whenever anything's needed. And if you talk to anybody around Baseball Canada, they'll tell you that. So this would be a just reward for Justin Morneau to go to the All-Star game. And again, you can help send him there. You have until 4 p.m. today. Go to MLB.com and vote, or you can tweet the hashtag vote Morneau, or you can text N2 to 101010, standard text message and data rates apply. And again, voting closes at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Vote Morneau is trending in Canada. Let's keep it going. Mm-hmm. Clearly, Kevin, the guy likes playing in Denver.
Well, who wouldn't? I mean, when I played, I was always willing. Well, I shouldn't say willing, but I always wanted to go to Denver because it's just the atmosphere there is unbelievable. And oh, by the way, the ball flies in Denver. And
yeah,
it's a pretty good place to come to the park every day and have a shot of putting together some good at bats. And let's not forget, you still have to be good. You still have to hit the ball regardless of where you play and how good the ball flies. You still have to hit the ball and put good swings. And he is a really good hitter, man. It is short and quick, and they always say to it and through it, man. And he really gets the front foot down early, and he's a lot of fun to watch. It's a pretty swing when he hits a home run, and you hope to see him in the All-Star game. That would be a good story.
Yeah, coming him and Joe Mauer, both the M&M boys, back together in Minnesota.
Sure. From what he's come back from is unbelievable. So,
yeah, and he, you're right. If you've ever had a chance to see Justin Morneau in batting practice, my God, it's the prototypical short left-handed. It's just a stroke. I don't even know if you call it a swing.
Man. Short and quick, man. That's what you want, to keep the bat head in the hitting zone as long as possible. And if you ever want to take a video of somebody that does it the right way, a lot of the time, more than not, he's the guy. And he would be a real good guy for young people to watch hit, just because he's really good at it. And he knows how to do it every day. And that's a lost art nowadays.
It is Baseball Central. Jeff Blair and Kevin Barker on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Jays have today off. They start a 3-game series in Tampa tomorrow. They've got Mark Burley on the mound against Chris Archer, Drew Hutchison against David Price.
Whoa.
Jay Happ and Jake Odorizzi as they attempt to salvage something from this 1-6 road trip after yesterday's 8-7 loss to the Angels. How would you look at Mark Burley's first half as we look ahead to tomorrow's start by Mark Burley? I mean, he started out like a house on fire, obviously.
Sure.
He still pitched pretty well. His ERA is still 260. Hasn't had a great deal of run support lately. Mm-hmm. You know, from what you've seen of Mark Burley, Kevin, do you have any reason to doubt or do you have any reason to suspect that there might be a tail off in the second half?
I don't think so. I think he's that one guy that knows how to come to the field every day and get ready to pitch every 5 days. And a guy that's pitched that long and has really, you never hear of him being hurt or anything that has to do with arm problems or anything that would make you believe that he can't keep doing this in the second half, because if they lose him, Lord, then you would have to really think about what they're going to do to even salvage, to try to win the American League East is going to be tough anyway with him. And if he doesn't put together some good starts here, I know tomorrow he's going to give them a chance to win. And that's what you want from a veteran guy, is to give you a chance to win every time he goes out to pitch. And who's to say he's not going to? He's proven that he does it every start, and I don't see him not doing it tomorrow and not doing it after the All-Star break.
I should mention, by the way, that we will have baseball tonight on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. We got Aaron Sanchez pitching for the Buffalo Bisons tonight. So if you want to you want to keep tabs on a guy who's going to be up here. Regardless, I think it's safe to say by now that regardless of whether or not the Jays are in it or out of it, Aaron Sanchez is probably going to be up here at some point. My guess is he's up here real soon after the All-Star break. My guess is he might be up here in a couple of weeks on the outside. Either that, or he's the guy who's going to be traded to address some of the Jays' needs. But I'll tell you, Kevin, you know, the more I look at what's going on with this team, Edwin's out, Lurie's out, Adam Lind could be out for a month, maybe a little more. If I'm Alex Anthopoulos, at some point you sit there and say, can I really solve all my issues?
Well, probably not. But the good way to look at it is with the Red Sox and Tampa Bay having the problems they're going to have, the Jays are going to be in it till the end.
Yeah,
The Yankees and the Orioles are not going to run away with it. So the Jays are going to be in it. Now, what do they need to do to let's face it, win the East? You're going to have to hit. The pitching's been good enough to win games. They're going to have to hit and stop doing things to lose games, meaning running into outs that you shouldn't run into, making the routine plays all the time. You do that in the big leagues. You don't do that in the minor leagues. Big leagues, that's unacceptable not to do that. Like I said, running into outs, that's a problem. Doing the small things when you hit, knowing your role. Guy gets on first base. If you're a bunter, bunt him over. You don't have to be told to do these things. You should know your role by now. And until they start doing these little small things and stop doing the big things and having Gibby come on the interviews after the game and just look, if you look at his face, man, it's like he's aged.
Stupid baseball, he said yesterday.
Well, that's not the word he used, but I can't say it. You could probably say it, but the word he used was peed off.
Yes.
The other word. But it's just very frustrating to watch games as a fan. And I'm sure if you're Alex, if you're Gibby, if you're Pete Walker, if you're anybody on that team, you need to figure out ways to just not lose games. Make the other team beat you is what I'm saying. Don't lose it for yourself. And until they find out ways to do that, it's going to be a little rocky road for them.
So there you go. Don't forget to put Justin Morneau in the All-Star game. We talked about that. You know how to do it. Go to MLB.com and vote. Tweet the hashtag VoteMorneau, or you can text N2 to 10-10-10. And for Justin Morneau, Will Carroll, and the one and only Kevin Barker, I'm Jeff Blair saying thanks for joining us in Baseball Central today. We'll be back at noon tomorrow. Tim and Sid are up next in Sportsnet 590 The Fan. And don't forget Buffalo Bisons baseball tonight. Aaron Sanchez on the mound for the Bisons. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.